B-Pod Studios.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, she's walked in the studio and I am immediately nervous.
You are?
I am. We have Dr. Sam. From UNC Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing really well. So we invited you because here's the thing. I get sick a lot. A lot. Like, if you cough near me, I probably will get whatever that is. And so we always joke in the studio that I'm the germiest. But I think it's just like an immune system thing. I think that there's probably someone else germier. And we thought maybe you could come and help us sniff out the germiest person. What's your credentials? Like, what are you a doctor of?
Well, it's funny you mention your immune system because my PhD is actually in immunology. So that's kind of my thing there.
That checks out.
Yeah. Perfect.
And then I also have a master's degree in public health where I was actually tracking, like, disease outbreaks and things like that. So,
So this is a big time for you.
Yeah,
because Corona is like...
Right, this is one of my favorite things to do.
So we said earlier in the show that this has really nothing to do with the coronavirus. We were brainstorming, like, back in December what we wanted to do in January. And it was one of the things was like, hey, we want to find out who the germiest person is. And then since we've been talking to you, the coronavirus has kind of taken over. But it's like national news. And, I mean...
What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, do you not want to comment on it? Do you need more time to understand it?
No, the coronavirus, that's sort of a general term. Coronaviruses, there's an entire class of them. They can cause anything from like a minor cold all the way to, I don't know if you remember, SARS or MERS. Those were also coronaviruses. So this new one is just kind of on the scene. I mean... The best way to prevent it from spreading is good old hand washing.
Yeah, we just have like hand that, sanitizer like that, all over.
That. You're cheating. You can't use that before the swabbing.
Hand sanitizer.
So coronavirus, just stay clean and, you know, wash your hands a lot. Okay.
Wait, I have a question about the coronavirus.
Yes.
Is there no, shot for it yet or anything like that because it's so new?
Right. There's no vaccine yet. They're currently working on it, but there's not one that's being used yet.
Dr. Sam.
Yes.
The person who came up with the coronavirus were, in fact, they drinking a Corona at the time.
It's called coronavirus because it looks like a halo or crown.
Oh. Okay.
I thought it was going to be a Super Bowl spoof and like Corona was going to tell us during a commercial that it was all, you know, made up. Like the Chinese National Tourist Convention Bureau.
You, we'd be so dumb, we wouldn't even Google if Wuhan was a real city. Like,
right.
We'd just believe whatever the media.
Dr. Sam, as you walk in here, if you're just joining the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Show, Dr. Sam is a doctor from UNCC who her expertise is in germs and finding out which MRL show member is the germiest.
So you're going to swab us to figure out who's the germiest on the show?
I'm not going to swab you,
okay.
Per se. I'm going to swab your workspace. No one Lysol'd before I came, right?
No. We just put hand sanitizer on our hands because we get nervous.
All right. Now, that's fine.
In all fairness, though, my workspace, Lorraine, is like, I share this.
No, there's no other, no. You know what? I not only do the morning show and the afternoon show, so it's mainly just us, so we're fine.
Yeah. is there anything to say with like people with kids carry more germs? Because Mandy and I both have children. Roy is solo. No kids yet. He's not solo, but no kids yet.
Right.
But he seems to be the most sick in the studio.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have three children. They bring home the plague all the time. So I was just sick last week. So that could definitely play into this too.
Dr. Sam, UNC Charlotte, she's going to be figuring out who is the germiest. Before we go to a song and then you start your testing process.
Okay.
Just by first impression, who's the germiest by looking at us?
Oh, I don't want to say that.
That's fine.
It's okay. We have tough skin.
Yeah, we got tough skin.
Let's see. I'm just going to look around. What is this?
They're like eye masks.
Germs?
No.
An eye mask filled with germs.
No, they're like...
I'm going to go with...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Yeah. Nice.
Why is that? Just out of curiosity. Because I have the most sitting around
you
me.
You do. You're very cluttered over there.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I think I'm organized right now. Like, yeah. I got things in piles.
No, you got a bell.
She has piles.
Yeah. When will we find out the results after the swab?
I will take them back with me on the little plates that they're swabbed on, and then I will send them on a tropical vacation in the incubator, and they should grow in a couple of days.
I want to talk more about how you're going to find out who the germiest person is, and then you can swab us. We'll come back. We have a great, great teacher and doctor from UNCC Charlotte, Dr. Sam in the studio, a germologist.
Is that what they call that?
A germologist?
Okay.
We should. It's the simplest way.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dr. Sam from UNC Charlotte, you're a microbe, you just told me off the air.
Microbiologist,
there we go.
It's like Roy had like three quarters of the word and couldn't finish. You're a microbiologist.
This is coming from the man who made up a germologist.
That's what they should call you.
Thank you, Roy.
That's what they should call you. But you're in the studio today, Dr. Sam, swabbing us to figure out who is the germiest person on the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
I hate to tell you this, but go get by Roy's mic so we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That is correct.
And now you're swabbing our areas. Explain to everyone what you're doing and what's going to happen on the next step.
So we are just taking a sterile swab and getting a little bit of moisture on it. Everyone loves that word. And then we are swabbing things that we think might be germy, which is probably going to be everything because bacteria are everywhere. So that's what we're going to do next. And then we'll just swab it onto this auger plate and then we'll stick it in an incubator for a couple of days. And whatever we can't see here will grow here and we'll be able to see it.
Oh, man, let me tell you, I'm so nervous. One, she has a Petri dish, which I'm sure is going to be infested with all things Roy here in the next 48 hours. But she's going to swab my computer, and I'm looking at my computer, and it looks disgusting. Like, you could see my spit particles all over the screen.
Go ahead, Dr. Sam. Don't let us. Your work around us.
She's right now got the Q-tip. She's going all over the keys, swabbing all over them.
And she's also swabbed my computer, and Manny has like a small computer on his side. So this will be very telling because we're all touching quote unquote keys.
I mean, you're like the train for my germs. They're on one heck of a ride right now.
But it's interesting. When Dr. Sam put her Q-tip in there, the Q-tip actually caught fire after it touched Roy's keyboard. It burst into flames. So you're taking two samples from everyone, Dr. Sam.
Correct.
Okay. And then you're going to incubate them. And you think that we'll have results by Wednesday?
Yes, we should.
So Wednesday at 7:50, we'll have Dr. Sam back in here, and she'll do the big unveil, the most disgusting unveil ever.
Yeah, who's the germiest Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show member? So is just an incubator just like a heated tube?
Well, it's not a tube. It's like a little refrigerator, but for heat instead. That's why. Okay. I joke with my bacteria and say they're going on a tropical vacation.
Yeah. Going down to the Caribbean.
Yeah, they like it.
A lot of people are putting their votes in. I think Manny's going to be the germiest. He has the most kids. Another person says Dr. Sam sounds a lot like Nicole.
Oh.
Oh, really?
You guys have Dr. Sam, by the way, green hair. Is that for UNCC?
Yes, it is.
Nice. There you go. Represent the Niners.
And getting ready for St. Patrick's Day early.
So how does one become a microbiologist? Like, what turned you on to that? Because a lot of people are grossed out, quite honestly, by the thought of germs, and yet you study them and, like, love figuring out what's going on in the world. Thank God for you, by the way.
Yeah, I read a book when I was in the sixth grade. It was called The Hot Zone. It was about the Ebola virus. So that's what made me want to get my PhD in biology. And so that's what I did.
I would be such a hypochondriac.
Oh, for sure. I'd be swabbing everything in my house every day and putting it in the incubator.
I swab my kids a lot. They think it's cool to see their little handprint on a Petri dish. Just a handprint of bacteria, basically. So, yeah.
That is so cool. Well, listen, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
We will see Dr. Sam back here on Wednesday at 7:50. We will have pictures and videos so you can see the actual swabbing going on up at the MRL show on our Insta. Dr. Sam, hopefully you continue to listen when you get back out in your car, because at 8:20 we're going to give somebody a shot to win a $100 Visa gift card.
I mean, I feel like that should be me.
Yeah. Well, you have to guess the fantasy, though. You have to match our fantasies. We're going to do that. Also, what if, like, she figures out we're really germing and she never even wants to step foot back in the studio? She's like, y'all are disgusting.
She could catch something from us.
Quarantines us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.